There are approximately 166,000 charities in the UK and just over 1 million trustees from all walks of life who play a vital role. I spoke to John Sanders, trustee for Sightlife, and began by asking him how long he'd been a trustee.
Well, I was first a trustee, I think, in my late 20s, which is quite young, I understand. Now, the reason I became a trustee very young was that I joined the charity that's now the Nystagmus Network as a trustee. And that was only just being set up. So it was a steep learning curve for all of us. But the really big advantage for me there was that I could talk to other people and prospective employers and my current employer and my then employer about the fact that I had nystagmus, I had this eye condition, in a very positive way. I wasn't just a victim, if you like, of nystagmus. I wasn't just suffering from nystagmus. I was on the board of a charity that was trying to do something about it. And that's maybe quite a subtle distinction, but it gives you ownership. And it meant that I could, for example, if I was being interviewed for a job, when I mentioned nystagmus, it wasn't just, oh, this is a negative thing, I can't see very well. I'm playing an active role in helping other people who've got this condition. So that was quite a positive one for me. But I mean, people often overlook the benefits to being a charity trustee. And I talk to people sometimes and they say to me, oh, God, isn't that a lot of responsibility? Or why did you take that on? Or what's it more? And I've thought a lot about this. And I think very often people forget the advantages. If you're younger, being a charity trustee can look very good on your CV. And it can get you experience that you might not get with your employer as decision making and management. If you're older, then obviously it's another way of putting your experience to a good use, being a charity trustee. There's a very obvious benefit, you're helping other people. And now in my case, being retired, it's a really good way of achieving an active retirement. It keeps you busy, keeps you on your toes, but it keeps you in touch with people, gives you a social life. But more than that, you're in the loop, you're doing something, you're keeping your brain going. So I think there are a lot of advantages which people very often don't mention or don't think about.
So how long have you been a trustee for Sightlife, John? And can you tell me a little bit about your role as a trustee?
Off and on for Sightlife, about 20 years, almost ever since I came back to Cardiff from London. I think the clue is in the name, trustee. People give money to charities and you need some sort of oversight, some sort of accountability of the charity staff and management so that people who give money know that money is being put to the purposes for which they gave it and it's not being squandered or used wrongly in any way. And the charity is doing what it set out to do. So it's providing that accountability, and then we're in a line between the management and the charity commission. It's always looking at the annual accounts, meeting regularly with the senior management team of a charity, sometimes questioning what they do, but very often supporting what they do. So giving them ideas, suggesting contact, suggesting different ways of doing things perhaps, but reassuring, encouraging. It's quite varied really then.
Has being a trustee changed over the years, John? And do you get any training?
I think things have probably got more professional, if I can use that word. I think in general, there's more oversight of what we do, more checks and balances. And I think that's a good thing broadly. You know, we've got improved standards in life, which is very positive. Training, it'll depend on the charity that you're a trustee with. The bigger the charity, the more training, there's more likely to be induction. Obviously, a lot of charities start off very small, they're set up by individuals with no experience, they're just dedicated to a particular cause. So they learn as they go. There's a lot of information on the Charity Commission website, and there are organisations like the WCVA who can help and assist. And there are training courses for what you should do and what you have to bear in mind when you're a trustee. So there is a lot of help out there, but it depends really the size of charity that you're a trustee with, how much help you will be given, or you'll have to go looking for yourself, I suppose.
Do you have to bring any expertise to the role?
I think the most important thing that anybody brings is a rather difficult thing to measure, and it's judgment. You have to have good judgment. You have to be able to weigh up things. You have to have an open mind. It's always useful to have a range of people with expertise in legal matters. It could be in HR, it could be in IT, but you need people who have good judgment and are willing to take a balanced view, you know, open-minded, don't bring prejudices to the charity. I think those are really important soft skills and experiences, if you like.
How much time do you have to devote to being a trustee, John?
It will vary a lot. Most charity trustee boards meet, for example, 4 or 5 times a year. There's a certain amount of preparation for those meetings. There may be actions you take away from those meetings. So it can vary, I think, an awful lot depending on the nature of the charity, how much you're willing to give as an individual. It can take a matter of few days a year, or it could be something you're involved in every week of the year, one way or another, pretty well. Well, there are a few pretty obvious legal restrictions. I think you have to be over 18. If you've got a criminal record, that's going to limit you. But other than that, if you've got good judgment, if you think you can give something to a charity, then yes, anybody can think about it. And if you've got an open mind and you're willing to learn, you do see people start as trustees and they may not have much to say for the first year or two, but they learn how the charity works, they learn what their role is, and then they can really make a very important contribution in the longer term. The coronavirus has raised challenges. I've learned how to use Zoom and MS Teams meetings. We're finding we can achieve most of what we need to do over the phone, over the internet, and via these virtual meetings. So the Site Life team, the Site Life staff, they've transferred a lot of what we do to telephone services and online. We all know it's not the same, but it's amazing what they have achieved in the past 6 or 7 months. So hats off to them. They've done a brilliant job, and they continue to do a brilliant job.
John Sanders, trustee for Site Life. If you're interested in becoming a trustee and want more information, visit the website trusteesweek.org.